So I wanted to turn to a conversation about what's at stake when we teach and talk about partition. As you've mentioned before, this is a very live political issue in India and Pakistan. I was interested in what you were saying about the need for classrooms to be safe spaces, yet at the same time not entertaining every opinion regardless of political motive. I wondered if you could speak about the politicized nature of this history and how it might arise in the classroom.
Yes, thank you, Natasha. That's, I think, a really, really important question and something that we deal with no matter where we are teaching partition. You see, partition is very much a live wire and has been woven very intricately with the quote-unquote modern history of the nation state of both India and Pakistan. And because of an extremely right-wing atmosphere that we see in India today, I'm not going to shy away from using that word, and a very communally charged atmosphere that exists in India, having right-wing opinions float around freely in the classroom has a very, very dangerous effect. You know, it's such a live wire today. It's such a deep personal wound that exists in the fabric of both the nations. Learning about the politics behind partition has to be handled in a very mature way. As a teacher, you have to remain calm and you have to moderate the classroom. You have to understand that when people talk about the violence that their families experience, they are just pointing out or recounting what they have heard, and in some ways are trying to come to terms with that violence themselves or with the history of that violence themselves. And the classroom has to be made a safe space to talk about that history.